what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 5th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Much of California is now in the high category on the CDC's COVID-19 community-level tracker. Most Southern California counties are still in medium, but the spread of 2 highly contagious Omicron subvariants has public officials worried. A rise in COVID-positive patients in local hospitals recently pushed up the projected date for when LA County might get into the high category. That date's now July 19th.
With our rising case rates and the hospital admission rates going up, we do have fresh concerns about the impact of COVID, and it's more likely now that we might make it into that high community level.
Barbara Ferrer, LA County Public Health Director, says there's also been a fairly steady increase in reports of case clusters at work sites, pushing that early alert into the high concern category last week. If the county hits high category on the CDC's community level tracker and stays there for 2 weeks straight, indoor masking will become mandatory again. For now, it's strongly recommended, and Ferrer says, unfortunately, many people don't seem to be heeding the request. If you live in LA and want to have a say in how to spend some taxpayer money in your own community, here's how. 9 so-called LA repair zones are getting a total of $8.5 million in city funding for programs that'll directly benefit those neighborhoods, which are among the most impacted by poverty, COVID-19, pollution, and unemployment. Tuesday, that's today, is the deadline to apply to serve on the LA Repair Advisory Committees for Boyle Heights, Southeast LA, and the Mission Hills, Panorama City, North Hills area. Capri Maddox, head of the LA's Civil, Human Rights, and Equity Department, says committee members will play a crucial role in deciding how the money is spent.
They can give us information about how to best serve communities in need, to make determinations on whether child care or environmental issues are priorities in communities, and really lean in to provide suggestions about how we can roll out resources to meet the needs of communities that have been underserved for far too long.
Maddox is a KPCC board member. Applicants must live in the neighborhood and be at least 16 years old. You can find out more about the LA Repair Program on our website, LAist.com. Immigrant rights activists in LA are applauding last week's Supreme Court ruling allowing the Biden administration to end a Trump-era asylum policy. KPCC's Leslie Beristain-Rojas says ending the so-called Remain in Mexico policy could lead to a lot of reunions.
The policy required asylum seekers from various countries, many from Central America, to wait in Mexico as their cases were heard in immigration court. Human rights groups say as people waited for months for their cases to come up, hundreds were kidnapped, raped, or tortured. President Biden tried to end the policy upon taking office, but his move was challenged in court. Ahilan Arulananthum is with UCLA's Center for Immigration Law and Policy. He's among those cheering the policy's impending demise.
It would mean the potential for many people who desperately wanted their family members to escape violence in many parts of the world, but including in Central America, obviously, to now have the possibility of being able to reunite with them and support them as they go through the legal process.
Tens of thousands of people were forced to stay in Mexico over the last 3 years under the Trump policy. I'm Leslie Beristain-Rojas.
A man died last night in a fireworks mishap in Montebello. It happened around 6:30 last night. Big explosion. Police are looking into whether the fireworks were illegal. After the Independence Day parties and beach trips comes the trash. The Surfrider Foundation describes today, July 5th, as the dirtiest beach day of the year. Zach Plopper is the foundation's senior environmental director.
Based on our cleanup data, that is absolutely true. So we mobilize hundreds of volunteers across the country to clean up the mess that's unfortunately left after 4th of July beachgoers.
The nonprofit says more than 1,700 pounds of trash and recyclables were collected during post-Independence Day cleanups last year. We're talking cigarette butts, plastic bottles and caps, abandoned beach toys. Plopper says next time you go to the beach, just bring less stuff. Scientists have plenty of evidence that water once flowed on Mars, but they haven't figured out why it all dried up. KPCC's Lita Martinez reports they're asking the public to help, and the answers may be somewhere in the clouds.
Spotting clouds on the red planet is harder than it is here on Earth. Most of the cloud cover on Mars is actually made up of frozen carbon dioxide, but there are also clouds made of water ice. And NASA researchers want to know more about them, to understand how Mars lost much of its atmosphere over time. To do that, they'll need to sift through 16 years of data from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. And that's where anyone with an internet connection can jump in.
It's fairly easy to recognize these clouds for a human observer.
That's Armin Kleinbull, one of the scientists leading the project. All you have to do is check infrared images. They look kind of like glowing voice prints, and mark any tall arches you see. Those arches are actually the clouds scientists are seeking. Ah, there we go, there's another one. While it's not the same as watching clouds go by on a sunny day, NASA hopes the project will help solve one of the biggest mysteries in our solar system. I'm Lita Martinez.
Today's weather, it a few clouds locally, kind of a classic SoCal summer day. It's cool with low clouds this morning, burning off to warmer temperatures later today. It should be in the mid-70s at the beaches to the mid-80s inland. Look for higher temperatures later this week, rising into the upper 80s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.